The contest is sponsored by General Motors and the Federal Department of Energy. It's taking place at GM's Proving Ground near the city of Mesa. The goal is to increase SUV fuel efficiency by 50%, reduce harmful emissions, and still have a car that can carry a family pulling a boat on their vacation. The UW team in true Dairy State fashion named their entry the Movada. It's a diesel hybrid engine that runs on a blend of 20% soybean biodiesel. UW's automotive faculty advisor Glenn Bauer says a battery pack powers an electric engine that drives the rear wheels and switches on during stop-and-go city driving. He says the drawback is that that's added 150 pounds to the vehicle.
But you buy that back in your city driving cycle by increasing the fuel economy by about 30 or 40%.
So far, the Movada is among the top three in fuel efficiency, with an average of 33 miles per gallon. Bauer says the contest doubles as a job fair for the students, as well as some free research for General Motors. GM, like other American car companies, is under pressure to increase fuel efficiency. Bauer says GM is aggressively recruiting students to bring their expertise to their company.
Because they already have a hybrid background, and they've had to try to put one of these together. That's one of the first goals of the competition, is actually just to produce these high-quality engineers in the academic environment.
It also gives GM 17 different prototypes to choose from in deciding how to build the hybrid they hope to put on the market next. Bauer says hybrid innovations UW students have used in past competitions have already been picked up by companies like Toyota.
We did something in 1997 that the Toyota Prius now does, and that's basically shutting the engine off as you come to a stop.
The Challenge X contest ends on Thursday. The UW team is vying for first place against Mississippi State and Virginia Tech. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.